Parashas Naso, the longest parasha in the Torah regarding Psukim, 176 Psukim. As we'll see, the Torah is very concise. Even a kutzel shel yud, a little dot on the yud, that could define Rabbi Akiva, could darshan many halakas. We're always very makatzer. Torah shebiksav is makatzer. Torah Shabbat Peh goes into more detail. So it's very strange that Parashas Naso goes to, it seems at first glance, to be a lot of repetition going on. Because the Torah, even though it's a lot of psukim, but it talks about the gifts that the Nesiim brought of each Shevet. They wanted to celebrate after the Gemar HaMishkan, after they finished putting up the Mishkan. So it goes into detail, gives the talk, each Nasi, it goes into detail giving the gift. The issue is, it could have just said, then they all gave, it could have all the names and given the gifts, or some other similar way. Why does the Torah go out of its way to tell me it lists each gift and it seems to be identical? So we'll come back to that question in a minute. It's the question of the Ramban. Getting back to the 170s, the longest psukim. So the Chidushi Harim says that it's also the most midrashim. There's the most Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, right after the Yontif Shavuos, when we just celebrated Zman Matan Torosenu. So therefore, Parashas Naso usually follows, if Bamidbar is usually the week before Shavuos, Naso is usually the week after. So he wanted to show the connection with Shavuos, the connection with Man Torah, that we just celebrated the Torah, we're continuing on. But what? And therefore, Torah Shabbat Peh, so it makes sense, it goes into the Midrashim, but why is the Torah repeat what every Nasi did? To say simply, every... just give all the names, or just say they all brought the same thing. Why do we have to go through? It seems to be a lot of repetition, and it'll be a longer laning, and what are we getting out of it? What new thing is added by all this repetition? So there's a famous Ramban in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. So he suggests two answers. First, he says, it's a great question. It is a lot of repetition, and it seems to be repetition for no reason, because from our point of view, nothing new is being added that we couldn't learn out. If it would have said, it could have listed all the Nesiim and said what they did. Why does the Torah, which is very makatzer, which usually does not give any extra words or letters, it seems to give a lot of extra psukim here? So the Ramban writes that we see that the Torah, and we know there are two pillars to Judaism. Maybe there are three, but we'll go with two. There are two pillars of Judaism, as some like to say, that every Jew has two simani kashrus. Ben Adam l'makom, ben Adam l'chaveiro. And we have to be equally zealous in both. That's why the Aseret HaDibros, as we're on two tablets, as the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, that Kivud Avayim is the perfect transition, because Kivud Avayim is both a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, a mitzvah to our Creator, a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro. So therefore, we have the two tablets, Shnei Luchos HaBris. So therefore, that's what Ramban says, that's what the Torah, God wants to emphasize, when he gave over the Torah, how important it is not to hurt other people's feelings, not even a perceived slight. We each have to go out of our way, and we have to be metarich, we have to burden ourselves to, in order to do the right thing, if someone's going to be offended, so you have to go the whole nine yards. So that's what the Ramban suggests. And in economy, it is a lot of repetition. But the Torah is telling me, yeah, you have to work hard. And not only do you have to work hard in Amelos Batorah, you have to work hard on Ben Amel Chavero. Obviously, you have to use your seichel. You have to figure out what's the appropriate things to do, and when to say them, and when to include people and when not to. And therefore, the Torah teaches us this lesson by telling us you have to not only be meticulous of Edom Lamakam, you have to be concerned of Edom HaChavero, not to hurt your fellow person unnecessarily. That's the first answer of the Ramban. The Ramban goes on to say that, no, really, the Torah had to repeat the Kabbarnas, because the Kabbarnas are different. What do you mean the Kabbarnas are different? If I look in the Chumash, they all look the same to me. So the Ramban writes, it's true, if you look at the verses, the Psukim, the content seems to be the same, like it's the same gifts given. However, we know mitzvah srichas kavana. That's actually a debate in the Gemara, whether mitzvah srichas kavana, what the debate means is post facto. If you did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, are you yotze? So mitzvah srichas kavana means, if I do a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, I don't fulfill my mitzvah. So at least we assume I had din daraisa. Here we're talking about a biblical din. So we see kavana is critical to doing the mitzvah. And we all know this in life. Two people could do the same action, but one person could be l'shem shamayim, one could do it for the right motives, people could do it for the wrong motives. So it's a separate discussion. Getting back to the first part is that generally by Adam Chavero, it's result-oriented. So therefore, I mean, obviously your kavana might make a difference in terms of how it affects you and with God, but the bottom line, Adam Chavero, we're more interested in the results. When it comes to Adam Lamakom, we're much more interested in the kavana. The kavana plays a key role. And here we're talking about in the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking about kavana. So the Ramban says that it's true. Both, all the Nefesim, they brought, let's say, the same silver bowl, but it symbolized different things. For Sheva Yehuda, with Shlomo, he'd eventually rule over the land of the sea, or the bowl symbolizes you surrounding the world like a bowl. However, when it came to Sheva Yisaskar, so whatever, it symbolizes Torah. So the point being is, two people could do the same exact actions, and really, they're totally different. As we see from the Nesiim, physically speaking, they all did the same thing, but the Torah went to great lengths to show, no, each a person could do the same thing, but individually, it changes everything, like we all know. For instance, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, there's a debate on the history, who instituted tefillah. Is it based on the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or is it based on Karbanos? So what do you mean, Karbanos or the Avos? So really, there are two aspects to tefillah. There's the set tefillah kavua, that's the Karbanos. You do the same Karban, you bring it the same way. That's our Siddur, we have a fixed tefillah. So everyone's davening. So on one hand, everyone's davening Shacharis, everyone's davening Mincha. However, people make their own requests, whether it's in Shema Koheinu, or you could add to your own tefillah, or even when you're saying, Atachoneg Adam Das, I want Chachma for Daf Yomi, I want Chachma for my Shir, I want Chachma for my Parnasa. Even within the same exact tefillahs, a person has different kavanas, and therefore, people might be davening the same thing, but at the same time, you're part of the klal that we see that even though you're part of the klal of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but each individual has his own way of expressing himself. So on one hand, we see the importance, why the repetition of the karbanos by the Torah go either to tell us the importance of an Edom HaChavero, even an important thing of bringing the karbanos, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us, don't forget about the little guy, don't forget about the person's feelings, and don't take it for granted. And as well, more from a Ben Adam Lamakom angle, that don't think just because everyone could be shaking a lulav, everyone could be eating matzah, everyone could be davening, But on one hand, we are part of the Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our own individual way to express ourselves in Avodas Hashem.